Dan Rooney?
Mm-hmm.
Legendary man who led the Steelers, whose grandfather, Art Rooney, legendary man who was the Steelers. Looking forward to talking to him coming up momentarily here. The game on the lakefront now, weather is starting to, there's starting to be some weather issues, Andy, coming out a little bit now. We're going to, with, you know, warnings and stuff. So maybe the weather's going to get crummy. What do you think?
I don't know. We need to get a staff meteorologist in here. Do I need to look it up? Do I need to play staff meteorologist?
No, please don't.
Because you love that. Right now it's 37 and cloudy.
Oh, good.
At least it's not. I mean, I don't see these. None of the snow was sticking. I don't know if downtown got any snow. But I know our east side town got, far east side, northern Summit County got some snow. So I saw that. I
just got a weather advisory that said 3 to 5 inches by midnight. But it was Cuyahoga and Geauga.
Huh. You just got that?
Yeah.
Your phone's listening to you.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
I don't know. You want me to make the call? We can get a weather update.
I don't know if I want that or not. Right. I don't know. It might scare me.
I don't want to scare. I can make that call. I know plenty of weather guys.
You do know people, don't you?
I do know plenty of people. So I don't know. I just, you know, you play the Steelers, you got them tonight, and you kind of wonder, man, what happened? What happened since the 70s?
Well,
what happened since the 80s?
A good question, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, the Rooney family has big, big ties to the Steelers, obviously, going way back. They also have big ties to Northeast Ohio. And we are very happy on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline to have Jim Rooney with us, part of the Steelers ownership group and the author of a book, A Different Way to Win, Dan Rooney's Story, From the Super Bowl to the Rooney Rule. Jim, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good to be on today. How's everything in Cleveland?
We're good.
It's good.
You're going to give us all the industry secrets to make the Browns a winner today, right? That's what we're hoping for.
And thank you for that.
That's what I'm on for.
Before we get into some other things, I think everybody needs to remember, when the Browns left town and went to Baltimore, your father was huge in support for Cleveland. And I think that says a lot because, you know, here's the arch rival. Teams don't like each other, but we all know that the cities are kind of like sister cities. And to be honest, I've always kind of thought of the Steelers as, you know, if the Browns don't have the Steelers and the Steelers don't have the Browns, well, that's no fun and that's no good for anybody. So the support of your family during that time, I thought, was essential for Cleveland.
Well, I really appreciate that in the book. And as you know, we just dropped the audio version, which folks can download, which we're really excited about. But we talk a lot about that time and you know, that was this important moment for the league. It was important for my father. And, you know, he's really upset with Art Modell, who is a very close friend of his. And it's actually what built a relationship between he and Roger Goodell. So Paul Tagliabue, who was the commissioner at the time, didn't want to sort of deal with the problems Modell was giving him because he didn't really want a new team in Cleveland right away. Yeah. And Tagliabue put my father and Roger Goodell, who was a young staffer, in charge of the project. And, you know, we have the new Browns since then.
Hmm. Tell me about the book, the motivation for the book, and, you know, what are we going to learn? Especially, the audio is available on Google. Is that where it is right now?
You can get it on Google Play. You can get it on Audible. You can get it on iBooks at Apple, anywhere you download books. And we really enjoyed the audio because, in addition to the written words, which we had success with, we included a lot of really good interviews that I even think Cleveland fans will enjoy. So, you know, there's a lot of Steelers, but there's several with Roger Goodell, with Paul Tagliabue, with the conversations about what happened, the whole sort of why teams were moving because of stadiums, but Cleveland becomes sort of the central part of that conversation. So you get to hear sort of firsthand what my father did, and I think it becomes a really intimate experience for the listener.
How interesting is it for you to be a part of the most stable franchise in the NFL? And, you know, we've preached continuity and consistency here, and you can't mention those words with a National Football League team without thinking about your team, who has had three coaches since, 1969?
Absolutely. And look, it starts in Cleveland. You know, Chuck Knoll went to Benedict and High. Now he went down to UD, but, you know, he grew up in East Cleveland, and the values that he learned in Cleveland are the bedrock of what the continuity of the Steelers are all about. And I think, you know, like you said at the beginning, I mean, it's not just Pittsburgh and Cleveland. It's all the mill towns along all these rivers in between. And, you know, football is so important to all of us. I mean, it is, you know, what we all grew up loving. And for, you know, 100 years now, maybe more, it was, you know, the folks that worked so hard in those mills, it's what they came home and got to enjoy doing. And so, you know, it's so central to our fabric. And the fact that Chuck Knoll really made the Steelers and the Rooneys winners, you know, its roots are in Cleveland.
Jim Rooney joining us. Was that a tough thing for your dad and your grandfather to deal with, knowing that, okay, there might be a down year here and there, but we think we have a really good coach in place. We think we have a really good front office in place, because, you know, there's not a lot of patience in the National Football League or in pro sports, period, Jim.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, we believe it's the opposite. We believe it's a business mistake. Look, we want to win every game, but we're also in business. And, you know, we think, you know, your talent, which is your players, the most important thing you can do to them, and my father always said this, don't confuse them. You know, people want to understand the expectations when they show up in the morning. They want to be challenged. You want a tough coach, but you know, you want someone that's clear, that doesn't play games, and that, you know, pretty much every day people show up and they know what the expectations are going to be. So, you know, it's tough in theory when fans are mad at you because you lose, but in the long run, we feel like it's a business advantage.
How much pride does your family take? I mean, beyond football, just the fact that we talk about the Rooney Rule and that we're trying to get some kind of balance in equity in hiring practices for the NFL. How much pride and how much of that is in the book?
Yeah, so the you know, I kind of tell the story of my father's work with the NFL and then his work with the Steelers, and I'm using it to sort of set up the experiences he had in being so successful in having more black players than most teams had back in the 70s, in hiring Bill Dunn, who was one of the first African-American scouts, and really how, you know, that commitment to bringing others in changed the fortunes of our franchise. Why wouldn't the league want to do those same things? So to me, it's the most important thing he did. I love the rings and the trophies and all those things, but to really try to do something in sports that's gone beyond sports that makes a difference, you know, in the communities and in the world that we're part of, you know, that to me is the most important thing that he did. So it's a big part of the book, and it's something I'm most proud of when I think about my father's work.
Jim Rooney joining us, son of Dan Rooney, grandson of Art Rooney, Pittsburgh Steelers. They sent you to Cleveland for school.
Yeah, well, how did that happen?
What the heck,
so
man?
Your brother, so you graduated from Gilmore in 86. Your brother graduated, what, 1970? And then your son graduated in 14. Is that right?
Yep. And my sister went to John Carroll. I got my master's at Case. So we spent a lot of time at Gilmore and, you know, all those surrounding areas. And, you know, I still have friends there. Two guys text me and say they're listening to the show. it's part of our lives. I mean, you know, look, if you lived in New York and you went from, you know, the Connecticut area of New York to New Jersey, it's further than Pittsburgh is to Cleveland. I mean, you know, these are two of the exact same town. The people just have always treated my family so graciously, even when you were kicking our butts, which was more often than you might think over the years. And other than, you know, being a jag off every once in a while with my friends, you know, I've always had so much respect for the fandom of Cleveland. I mean, you folks are sure talk about it all the time. But everywhere I go, there's Steelers fans, but everywhere I go, there's also Browns fans. And I always try to talk to them and tell them, you know, how much we love them.
Was it tough for you, for your family members, to be in the Pittsburgh Steeler family and yet be in Cleveland, which at the time, you know, huge rival, still a huge rival? Was that difficult for you, or was it? Did it become a very fun thing quickly?
Or the realization the Browns could not win in Three Rivers when you were in high school?
Well, one day a year it was bad because I would always get about 20 tickets in Old Cleveland Stadium, and I would wear a Steeler coat, and all my friends who were Brown fans would get beer thrown on them, and they'd all say, you know, you have to wear that coat. But the rest of the time, I can't tell you how kind and generous and the integrity and the lessons that I learned in Cleveland, you know, have been important in my entire life. I mean, it's just good people there.
Did you get a chance to throw some good luck at the football team that plays Youngstown Ursuline this week? And they're having one of the most successful seasons in Gilmore football history. And, you know, and your son played there for a while. Did you talk to him yet or no?
So, Tim Lennon, who was I was better than Tim in high school, but his nephew and his sons are the stars on the team. They clearly got their athleticism from their mom, but they're driving Gilmore to be pretty successful.
And Brody will be at Ohio State next year. He's a signed tight end out there.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I was kind of hoping he'd go to Pitt, but I'm really glad he's going to OSU. That's just fantastic, isn't it?
Let me go football with you one more time. Your team didn't have a quarterback. You go out and you get two who look like they can play. Good Lord, we've been looking for a quarterback here since 1999. How about Russell Wilson and the move that Mike Tomlin made to put Justin Fields on the bench and play a guy when the team was going really well? That was a big move.
Well, Mike O'Marr brought everyone in the coaching and scouting departments. I mean, you know, you get to see how hard they work. So I wasn't surprised. I mean, they do something like this every year, and it's good to see, and you know, football gets tough after Thanksgiving. So I hope we're able, you know, not picking a fight with Browns fans, but I hope we're able to keep this going here a little bit.
Jim Rooney, thank you very much. A different way to win. Dan Rooney's story from the Super Bowl to the Rooney Rule. Jim wrote it about his dad. And again, Jim, where can everybody get it?
So again, we're really, you know, pushing the audio version right now. So Audible, Apple, iBooks on Apple, but wherever you download audiobooks, it's available.
Thank you for being with us, and good luck tonight to a limited extent.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I really appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, good luck every night, but tonight. How's that sound?
I understand.
Thanks, Jim. Jim Thanks. Rooney joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Very cool.
I'm interested to see or listen to the book or read the book to see the Cleveland town. I'd love to hear a little bit more behind the scenes on the move and
it is
art
interesting
and all that stuff.
The Cleveland ties that the Rooney family has, you know, coming here for school and various, you know, various levels of schooling. And if you don't know, his dad was essential in praising Cleveland and, you know, pounding the drum for Cleveland after Art Modell moved the team to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, coming up next right here on Baskin and Phelps.